Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm good. Are you good? What's going on? Yeah. Course, love. I love you a whole bunch. What's going on? Yeah. Why don't you lay down with me? Why are you out of bed? You couldn't have gotten far. You just woke up. Your hair's still sticking up. Come to bed. You didn't wake me. Baby. What's going on in that pretty little head of yours, huh? Yeah. Oh. Well. Angel, you're fine. It's not bothering me at all. What's going on? Bad dream or just. Can you pass me the water? Drink some before you hand it to me. Hey, baby, hydrate. I'll take a sip after you do. I'm not hydrating until you hydrate. Okay. One. I took two whole sips. Let me rub your back. Come here, put your head on my chest. I mean, I'm kind of used to waking up and you not being in bed, but it's a weekend, so I didn't really know what to think of that. Okay. Well, work, huh? That's really the only thing that could bother you on a weekend. You don't need to check in with them, love. It's okay. They don't own you on the weekends. Capitalism is a fucking scam, but not this early and not on these days. Look, you're valuable to them. If you don't answer them on the weekend, they're gonna be there for you on Monday. You are a strong, wonderful, intelligent woman. I don't know why I said that in that accent. Let me try it again. You are a strong, wonderful, intelligent woman. They need you. Yeah, and they know that they need you. They wouldn't rely on you so much if they didn't. You could practically walk in there and be like, bend over backwards, or I'm leaving, and they would do it. We both know that they would. Lift your shirt up on a rubber back. God, you're so warm. You weren't even in bed. How are you so warm? You look so cute in the morning. Got like the cutest girlfriend in the whole fucking world. Yeah. I found one of those like cute little it's like not a name tag, but it's like, I don't know, it's a pin that has pronouns on it. I was thinking about getting some for both of us. You don't have to wear it to work, but you don't have to wear it at all. But I'm, you know, they're really, really cute. They have pride flags on them. Yeah, we can order them. I'm gonna get myself a bisexual one, I think. You know, the whole blurred line between bisexual and pansexual, but. Yeah, get your trans fried flag? Trans pride flag. Jesus Christ, Willow. I haven't been awake long enough for my brain to put words in working order, so. I love you. And I'm proud of you. And you're doing great. Every goddamn day, and today is one of the days that you can do great for yourself and not for them. All right? Of course. God, Angel, you're okay. Doesn't matter what they see, like, you know who you are. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You're good at your fucking job. You're a wonderful person, and I know everyone there knows that. Okay? Cut yourself some slack. No, I'm not giving you too much credit. You're giving yourself not enough credit.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Angel.
Sweetheart. Love of my life. Sun to my moon. The last person that I will kiss before I die. Be kind to yourself, please. Mm-hmm. The last person you need being mean to you is you. You know that. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I think we can come to an understanding. Uh-huh. Well, do you want... Do you think later today, let's see. I don't have any plans. I was gonna get up and make waffles, but now I'm kind of a lazy piece of shit, so I might make French toast because that will take less time. But tonight, we could go out to eat, get all dressed up, look cute, look fancy. It, like, I want to go somewhere that it fits in because I think it would be really fun to go someplace like a Denny's in like really nice clothing, but I don't know if I have the social graces to be able to do that and not get anxious. So why don't we dress up, look cute, and go somewhere together?
You can go wherever you want.
I don't care.
Honestly, I'll eat anything so long as it's not seafood. And most seafood places have non-seafood options because people have allergies and also don't like seafood sometimes, like me, who just doesn't like seafood. I did lie about being allergic to certain things for a very long time just out of fear that I would have to explain that I don't like it, and now I'm an adult and I just admit that. I admit that I don't like it. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of talking to tell you things you already know. I love you. You beautiful, beautiful woman. I'm begging you to be nice to my girlfriend because I'm the only one that's allowed to be mean to her.
Yeah, you heard me. I'm allowed to be mean to you. You know why? Because you're too cute and it makes me violent. It makes me upset. It makes me... Sometimes I just look at you and I want to squeeze you. Just... How dare you be so fucking cute? Like, you know that feeling you get when you look at, like, a kitten? You're like, God, I just want to squeeze you.
Yeah, like that. But I see that when I look at you, so... Mm-hmm. Yep. No caffeine yet, no. This is just what I'm like when I'm passionate about something, especially in the morning. Oh my God. Okay, here's the plan. We're gonna lay here for at least another 15 minutes. I'm gonna rub your hair. Rub your hair, rub your back, and play with your hair. Oh, God. I need caffeine. I think I have the timer set on the coffee maker to make me coffee. I don't know if I put coffee grounds in it, so it might just be hot water when we get downstairs, to be honest. Well, maybe we're gonna lay here for 10 minutes instead of 15, because I might need to put coffee grounds in the coffee pot. Yeah, and then we're gonna go downstairs. I'm gonna make French toast and coffee and whatever you wanna drink. And then we're gonna lay around on the couch and we're gonna watch trash TV or whatever you wanna watch. And then we're gonna go out for dinner tonight and we're gonna look really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. I'll do your hair if you want. Yeah, of course, baby. I don't mind. I hate doing my own hair, but I love doing other people's hair. I'm just gonna let mine be weird and frizzy, but... Mm-hmm. Just roll with it. Whatever you want to do. I'm glad you came back to bed. I love you. I'm proud of you. Thank you for telling me what was on your mind instead of trying to pretend you were okay. It means a lot that you trust me. And that you let me be there for you because I used to be a stubborn piece of shit and refused to let people be there for me, so you're a more emotionally connected and mature person than I was. I'm working on it. We're both working on it. But I'm proud of you. You're doing great, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you that until you're sick of hearing it, and then I'm gonna tell you it some more. So, take that, motherfucker. I love you.
Yeah. We have some bananas we need to use, so either we're going to put it on the French toast, or I'm going to make banana bread. Yeah, that's fine. We could go down now. Yeah, baby. Let's go.